Getting started with Gravity Forms is really simple. In fact, if you already know how to install a WordPress plugin, you're halfway there. In this video, we'll show you how to install the Gravity Forms plugin and get up and running in just a couple of minutes. To get started with Gravity Forms, first, you'll need to download the plugin zip file. To do this, visit the download section within your account page on gravityforms.com. Then, select the download link next to the Gravity Forms main plugin file. Be sure to save the zip file in a safe place, because you'll need it later. Next, log into your WordPress admin dashboard and select Add New under the Plugins menu. At the top of the page, select Upload Plugin, then click Choose File to locate the zip file we downloaded earlier. Then, select Install Now. WordPress will upload the Gravity Forms plugin to your website and install it for you. When it's finished, be sure to activate the Gravity Forms plugin on your site. Now, before we leave, be sure to register your copy of Gravity Forms to get automatic upgrades and support. You can find your license key on your Gravity Forms account page. Copy the key, then return to your WordPress dashboard and paste the key here. Now, if you don't enter a license key, you won't receive updates or support. And updates are extremely important to the security and performance of your WordPress site. When you're ready to continue, click the Next button. By default, Gravity Forms automatically downloads important bug fixes, security enhancements, and plugin updates. You can opt out if you like, but we recommend leaving this enabled. Finally, there's a couple of global settings to configure. The first of these is currency, and you can simply select the currency for your location. The second option allows you to enable no conflict mode. This prevents other plugins and themes from printing scripts and styles that might cause problems with Gravity Forms. Typically, you'll leave this option off. But if you suspect a conflict between Gravity Forms and another plugin on your site, you might turn this on and see if it resolves the problem. And finally, choose whether or not to display the Forms menu in the WordPress toolbar at the top of the admin area. The Forms menu will display the last 10 forms recently opened in the form editor. All right, with these options in place, click Next. And that's it. We've completed the setup wizard, and now Gravity Forms is ready for use on your site. To get started creating your first form, click the Create a Form button, or select New Form from the navigation menu on the left. In the next video, we'll show you how to create a simple contact form using Gravity Forms.